Richard, how are you this morning?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Interesting day yesterday at the state capitol. A lot of work got done.
Every day is an interesting day at the capitol.
Well, let's talk about the budget. First, let's talk about the plan to cut university funding by 15%.
Well, yeah, there's certainly a lot in this budget that's very troubling for people and middle-class families. The 15% cut is the base cut, not necessarily counting potential to go to 20. If there's if the universities raise tuition, that would make a 20% cut, and then the other piece is to kind of violate the Constitution and say that if universities provide same-sex benefits or whatever, they can cut another 5%. So it could be pretty dramatic. It's already dramatic based on the cuts, the flat cuts, let alone the other additional pieces if they don't follow specific guidelines. So it's going to put a lot of working families in trouble because they're already struggling to send their kids to college at the same time that we're asking kids to try to be prepared for a new economy in the state of Michigan. So it's going to be tough for people around the state.
When you talk about those cuts being tough on families, you also have the aspect as you're trying to build this state up, you want people to get college educations, to stay here and work in order to attract and keep companies here. But by cutting the funding, isn't that going against that principle?
Yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, I think that it's been proven all over the country that, companies invest in areas that invest in themselves and invest in education, not only K-12, but higher ed. And in this case, it's another example of us taking away funding from higher ed. I mean, we've really seen a resurgence in new technologies with the battery credits and the other things that are happening with the automotive industries and spinoffs. And here, what are we telling the kids in the state and other folks that might look to relocate here if we can't let them know that we trust in them and invest in their opportunities for the future? So I think it's going to have an effect on our resurgence here in the state of Michigan, for sure.
Is there a way that this could have been avoided, perhaps not giving as much of a tax break to many companies here in the state?
I think so, too. I mean, I think our caucus is all on board with small business tax cuts, but this really goes way too far, $1.7 billion, when we've got this significant problem that we already have now. And with no guarantee of jobs, and I think that's the thing. If our focus is jobs, but then we cut so bad, and there's not like this table that says, well, we're going to get 1,000 jobs here or 1,000 jobs here, then I don't know why we go forward. But we just need to be a little bit more careful when we have such a fragile economy here in the state. Instead of doing what we're doing, we could have certainly done it much better.
The Senate passed the Department of Human Services budget bill by a pretty large margin. It went along party lines, but what was interesting about that is a stricter four-year lifetime limitation. Are you in agreement with that?
Well, there's already I'm in agreement with the four-year lifetime limitation, but we already have that. There are certainly some provisions within the law now where you have some big problems within families that gives them an opportunity to maybe extend that just a hair based on some of the things that have gone on in their personal life. But, you know, the effect is I think 12,000 families are being kicked off. And I think everybody thinks right away, oh, these are all people cheating the system. And that there's a heck of a lot of people that are disabled. There's a lot of kids on this program that are going to be affected, and I think it goes way too far, and I think there's no reason we couldn't keep some of the, they call them runways, where if somebody has a specific problem in their family, they can get a little bit of an extension. The 48-month base is fine, but the extensions for certain provisions I think are important.
There were many from the Senate and the House that were working on compromise bills yesterday that could come up for votes today. Care to talk about any of those?
I know that we've gotten just about through all of our budgets in conference, and I think there were a handful of compromises with them, a little bit of refunding in the Healthy Michigan Fund, not very much, but I mean, I think it was an $8 million budget went to maybe $3 million, and those are some pretty dramatic cuts to counties and to healthcare services around the state. So I would say there are a few things that were put back in the budget because of the surplus, but nowhere near, I think, what we needed and what we could have if we have just sat back and done it, looked at it from a different perspective.
All right, tell me, if you can, in a nutshell, exactly what's going to happen with K-12 funding.
Well, obviously, it's been cut pretty significantly. When you have a budget, the K-12 budget, that has a $650 or more million-dollar surplus, and then you take that money and run it into other general fund programs. With the cut was originally around $400 or $397 to $497, depending on where you are. It actually goes up even higher. And then have that reduced a little bit, but making sure that you put strings on that money, meaning it will give you another $100 per pupil if you abide by a certain set of criteria that in some ways most schools don't want to, and they say that it actually costs them money to do some of that stuff. So I think that the additional money that they did put in should have been put in the foundation allowance and left alone, as opposed to trying to do these little things that I think will not work, and it's not really good for schools either.
We're talking with Richard Hamel. He's the House Minority Leader. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. One final question for you. Just in talking with you in your tone, you sound disappointed. You sound maybe a little bit frustrated having to make these cuts when you're trying to balance a $2 billion budget. It seems just to have been a challenge you hated to have to take.
Well, yeah, the environment in the state has been troubling anyway for the 4 years before this that I've served. It's been, we've cut all 4 years, and here we are having to cut even more, but these cuts are very dramatic at a time when we don't need to do that. This business tax that's part of this budget process is really the backbone of this budget. Doesn't provide jobs, number one, and it provides relief for some businesses, but it still charges others. And at a time when we can't afford it with the schools, and there's just no guarantees that the economy is going to come back, and I believe that it'll be stifled after it's over with. We are seeing some things happen.
All right, Mr. Hamel, I've got to get to a news break. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
No problem, Tony. Thank you.